The Star Report with Sasha Star.
Yeah, a little bit late today, I'm afraid.
That's okay, the news is still fresh.
All right, tell us what's happening.
Well, last week, Guardians of the Galaxy, the franchise, was rocked after its director was fired by Walt Disney Pictures.
Why?
This is because James Gunn, a decade ago, we're talking 2008-2009, made a series of tweets in which he made jokes about rape, pedophilia, AIDS, taboo topics.
Mm-hmm.
And these have resurfaced thanks to a series of right-wing conservative activists who were not too happy with him criticizing Donald Trump. And as a result, Walt Disney has actually fired James Gunn. They said that they cannot keep him on in regard of the comments, even though he has actually apologized. He apologized about 6 years ago, long before he started working with Disney. And people are not happy because over 240,000 people have now signed a petition for James Gunn to be reinstated.
So the fans want
him back.
Do you think he should?
I think it's a very difficult situation because we have seen how people have gotten into a lot of trouble with their marks. I think the fact that he apologized long before he began working with them is significant, because why are they bringing this up now? They obviously,
there's an agenda.
Who has the agenda?
So, not every racist on Twitter gets into trouble.
Right.
I mean, I know. I've been targeted. So, and you can report it to different organizations that are there, and they don't take any action. So, it's only... So, I want to know who did, the racist Penny Sparrow and that other guy from the ANC Youth League. What's his name? I can never say his name.
Andy Lynn. And
that's the one. That's the one. Mm-hmm. They don't get into trouble.
Well, they do.
Generally, Penny Sparrow did, because I think that she just ticked off the wrong person who wasn't going to let it go. That's what I think. But it's interesting. There seems to be a double standard. Anyhow, let's move on because we're going to run out of time.
Yes, so I'm going to tell you quickly some happy news.
Yes.
Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, they've been married for 3 years. They did start together on The 70s Show years ago. We're talking about 15 years ago. And they were friends. So how did they end up married? Turns out that after their respective engagements, you may remember that Ashton was married to one Demi Moore.
Yes.
He decided to set up his friend on a blind date. So Mila was, at a restaurant waiting. I don't know. This guy never pitched. Ashton came to join her.
No
the rest
way.
Is history.
Oh.
I think that is such a cute story.
I love stories of serendipity.
And keeping on that track, keeping on marriage. See, we're a bunch of single ladies in the studio, so when we're looking for our husbands, I dare say...
For yourself. Sorry.
Yeah. I dare say we need to take a leaf out of Serena Williams' book and look for someone like Alexis Ohanian, who apparently his wife wanted Italian for dinner. What did he do? He whisked her off to Italy.
Oh, that's romantic. That's lovely.
And that's a Star Report for today.
Amazing.
Short and sharp and sweet.
Short, yeah. I'm so interested to hear from you, though, about this this Gunn. What's his name?
James Gunn.
So he set off some... I mean, just how racist and bigoted were his tweets?
So they weren't racist. They referred to... I'm not sure I can actually read some of them on air, but I mean, they referred to rape, pedophilia.
But are they tongue in cheek, or does he really support rape? I mean, which idiot really supports rape?
That's the thing. He's known for being a funny guy, and he said that the remarks are made in humor.
Yes. Well, we live in a time where people just don't have the intelligence to understand humor.
I think it really just went over a lot of people's heads. And as you said, he's now gone and angered the wrong people.
Oh, there you have it. Gosh. Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Sash.
You're welcome.